I'm not sure. I mean, it's common sense, really, in a lot of ways. Vilification of any individual is pretty clear cut. I mean, any kind of racial vilification is unacceptable. Any sort of religious vilification is just unacceptable. A body type and the criticism of a body type is unacceptable. So it's a pretty clear line. What is accepted, though, is intimidation. What is accepted is domination, you know, a competitive tension, an edge that's there. And what's absolutely acceptable is a gentleman agreement. So when it all comes down to the game of cricket, it's really a one-on-one. And those battles are fantastic to watch, as long as they don't go too far the other way, where there's physical contact or anything like that. So, you know, a show of Bakhtar, for example, bowling to Matthew Hayden, it's going to be on. It's going to be on from ball one. And so I guess the understanding is there that the competitive tension and the language and the tone of that and the expression of, you know, this great warrior that's coming in and bowling 1,000 miles an hour against a batsman that's looking to dominate. That's what you want to see. And I think the ICC get it wrong on a lot of occasions. There was a young fellow debutant from India who was just recently...
Pandya.
Pandya, was it? You sure? Yeah, who took his first wicket, ran past, big celebration, ICC, you know, gave him some sort of fine, I think it was a fine. It's like, he's taking his first wicket for his country. I mean, as a batsman, I'm not offended if someone is celebrating a win. You know, so there's no line there at all. I'm offended if someone comes up and starts baking you, walking off and abusing you. Like, mate, you've got me out. Surely that's enough. Like, yeah, so it's common sense. But you're right, it's a blurred line. There's no real, you know, absolute line in the sand that says you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing.